It's Plant Talk on KFGO. Dave Decock, horticulturalist, joins us in studio here on KFGO. Dave, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you. And Plant Talk today is brought to you by Cheyenne Gardens in Harwood and Thompson Greenery in Barnesville. The grass is finally growing, Dave. I love it. Some of it is green, but some yards look really green and some yards are still looking brown. Is that just because maybe the variety of grass they have?
Right. That's the case. Yeah, it's the variety of grass. Some grasses will green up quicker. Some grasses, if the temperature is not as warm, they won't green up as quick.
Okay.
So it's got a lot to do with where the particular grass variety was developed.
Sure.
So
don't worry.
My lawn is nice and green, so.
Yours is.
It's been there forever. So.
My lawn is not nice and green yet, but it'll get there.
It'll get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Days like today won't do much for it. But.
Well, that's true. You know, not really freezing temps in the forecast, but we're getting colder.
Right.
Is that going to damage any plants that have already been budding out?
Well, usually not. Usually the most effect we have if we get freezing temperatures is in fruit trees that are flowering. Some of the parts of the flower are very sensitive to frost. So if they are flowering, things like apricots and some of the different plums, if they are flowering and we get down below 32 into freezing, it can damage the flower parts. And if it does, then of course the flower, they won't produce fruit. So that's the concern we have. I know my apples they're starting to leaf out, but they haven't flowered yet. So I'm still okay. But I know apricots and some of the plums and things, they will flower earlier. So if they are flowering and it freezes, it can damage the flowers.
Sure. Someone says, is it okay to prune or a dead leader branch out of a maple this time of year? Or is it better to wait for fall or just let it be and hope another branch takes
over?
Well,
usually what will happen is another branch will take over. But what you can do is if you've got a dead leader and there's a branch just below it, a small branch just below it, and there is a way that you can tend to pull that branch up and pull it up as much as you can and tie it to the dead branch so it takes over as a leader, that would be a good way to go. Then the new branch that's a leader, once it gets established and it's going straight up, then you can untie it from the dead leader and then cut the dead leader out.
Okay.
It'll act sort of like a scaffold or something to hold it in place.
Sure. It seems we are a little ahead of spring, someone says in our text club. Is it too early to fertilize grass?
Well, the thing with grass is grass in the spring, this time of the year, when it gets nice, whether grass is fertilized or not fertilized, it will green up and it will look good. And usually if you look at like NDSU's Lawn Bulletin, they talk about fertilizing late in May because that first flush of green, whether you fertilize or not, you'll get that.
Sure.
So they recommend fertilizing later so that it stays green for longer.
Gotcha. Someone else says, Dave, can I trim my ash tree now, even though it's budding out? How about a maple? So let's go ash tree first. It's
okay.
Budding out.
Yeah, tree, that's not a problem. You can trim what needs to be trimmed. With a maple, you can too. The only thing to keep in mind with maples is if they are pruned when they're leafing out, those pruning wounds, the sap will leak out those pruning wounds, and you get a lot of sap dripping out from the wounds. So with maples, if you don't want that sap dripping out, you wait until they get fully leafed, and then you do the trimming. Then you won't have the sap oozing out from the wounds.
Sure. Someone else wants to know, when's a good time for the first lawn mowing of the year? How green and how long?
Well, it depends on how fast it grows. You know, when it needs to be mowed, mow it. That's the main thing with lawns. You know, some of them now almost reach a stage where they would need to be mowed. But when they get to be 3 inches high or so, then it's a good time to mow.
We've talked about pruning all of these different kinds of trees. Did we cover pruning fruit trees? Can you still prune a fruit tree?
Yeah, we can. They're in the process of leafing out, but usually we like to do it before that. But if it really needs trimming and something has got to go, you certainly can still do it.
Yeah,
it's better if you had done it before it leafed out, but if it needs it, sure, certainly go ahead and do it.
When is the best time to plant grass seed?
Oh, the thing with grass seed is grass seed needs fairly warm soil temperatures to germinate, so it depends on what the weather does. If we get some 60-degree weather and it stays that way, then it would be fine to plant. But right now, it's a little early to plant.
Yeah,
the soil temperature needs to be a little warmer for the grass seed to germinate. And if you put it out too early, you're just feeding the sparrows and other little birds that eat grass seed. So that's the downside of putting it out too early.
Where are we at with soil temps right now?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Not a lick. Yeah,
no.
Not
warm enough anyway.
Yeah.
I would think not, no.
How soon should we spray the lawn for dandelions?
Well, dandelions, the trick with them is you want to get them when you can see the dandelion plant, but before it's flowered.
Okay.
Because once it's flowered, if you spray it, you might kill the plant. But the problem is the flowers will spread the little dandelion seeds all over and you'll have that many more dandelions. So if you can spray before they actually start to send their flowers up, that would be the ideal time. The other time that typically is done is in the fall of the year.
Okay. Is weed and feed or a liquid weed killer best for dandelions?
Well, I guess it depends on your situation. If your lawn is just one big dandelion, then, of course, weed and feed is much better. In my case, I use a liquid and mix it with water, and I've got a hand sprayer, and I go around individually spray them because I only have a few dandelions. And I don't want to put dandelion weed killer all over my lawn if I only need to spray certain spots. So it depends on how bad the dandelions are.
We were just talking about when you should power rake and when you should aerate. I know we talked about this last week, too.
Right.
Off the air, we were talking about it in studio because Tyler Axis was discussing whether or not he needs to sort of power rake.
Okay.
And give us the guidelines again as to when you think that's a good idea.
Well, with power raking, if the thatch layer is over a half inch deep, and that's the dead grass layer in the sod, if you go down in your sod and you pull the dead grass back, and if you've got half inch or more, it definitely needs to be power raked. If you have less, you don't need to power rake. Some people will power rake because it tends to look better after you power rake. It also tends to night color bumps down to some degree. So that's a plus there. So there is a plus for doing it if you don't absolutely have to do it. You want the lawn to be at least somewhat dry when you do it, because the power rake puts a lot of pressure on the grass plants. And if it's still pretty moist, it can pull the plants out. So you don't want that to happen.
Okay.
And the same thing with aeration. To aerate, aeration is always good because what it does, it takes plugs of soil out of the ground. And when those plugs are out of the ground, it allows the water, the fertilizer, and the air to get down to the grass roots. And here, our heavy soil tends to really pack. And because it really packs, we don't want to aerate when the ground is wet. Because if you aerate when the ground is wet, the aerator will actually pack the ground. And it's harder to get the plugs to come out if it's wet.
Sure.
The other thing, when it gets too dry with an aerator, if it's too dry, then it won't go into the ground. And if you wait that long, then you can't do it.
Yeah.
So there's a period when it's still pretty moist and before it gets too dry for the aerator to go into the ground.
Okay.
But it's always beneficial to the lawn.
Someone says, we bought a cabin with a neglected yard. How do we kill a bunch of volunteer trees? They are not very wide, but about a foot high. So little sucker trees or whatever.
Well, there's several ways. You could try using a liquid dandelion spray on and see what that does with them. If they reach a certain size, you can just cut them off, and then you can take some spray that's mixed up and just paint it on that cut surface. Or you can put Roundup on that cut surface. And that, a lot of times, that gets absorbed in, goes down to the root and kills it. But you could try using a dandelion spray, or their Ortho has a product for hard-to-control weeds that might work too. Okay. You don't want to use something so strong that it's going to kill the lawn.
Right.
If there's no lawn, of course, then it really doesn't matter.
Sure. Someone says, what is a good time to use granular fertilizer with pre-emergent herbicide? Once it has spread, how long do we have to wait to overseed the lawn? Okay, let's answer the first one first.
Okay.
When's a good time to use granular fertilizer with pre-emergent herbicide?
Well, they're trying to kill the crabgrass is what it is. And crabgrass is an annual grass that comes back from seed each year. So if you have a pre-emergence down, when the crabgrass starts to germinate, it then kills the seeds when they start to germinate. Usually it's about the 10th of May, depending on what the weather does from now on. If it gets, in the 60s and stays consecutively warm, I would move that up a little bit this year because we're a little ahead of time. I'd probably go the 1st of May.
Okay.
But and as far as planting grass seed, if you're going to plant grass seed and use a pre-emergence, you can pretty much write off using a grass seed this spring. You might want to wait till fall to try and interseed if you put a pre-emergence down in the spring.
Okay. So we have an answer. Rusty has answered the soil temperature question, as I understand it.
Yeah, we're at 42 degrees at 2 inches of soil here
okay,
in Fargo.
There you go.
That's a little on the chilly side.
That's a little
grass.
Right. That's a little. So we don't have to feel bad that we didn't get it overseeded before this rain.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Because I was sort of feeling like that. I was sort of feeling like, ooh, maybe we should have got something done before this rain. But okay.
Hopefully we'll get more rains when it's a little warmer.
But that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave, evergreens. Are we pruning them this time of year?
Typically not. The thing with evergreens is it's a good idea to let the new growth come out and then do your pruning. If you prune now and then we get the growth later on and you want them to look neat, then you got to go later on and prune them again. So I guess I would be in no rush. I mean, if it's something that's broken or dead or something, that's one thing. But just a general pruning, I guess I wouldn't do that yet. I'd let the new growth come and then do your pruning then.
Okay. You working on your garden soil yet?
No. Not with 42 degrees.
Okay. Now that we have that information,
we don't
have to rush out to the garden yet?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be a time if you wanted to add mulch or something or put fertilizer down before you worked it, that would be fine. But otherwise, no.
Okay. Dave, this text says, when is a good time to move a 2 to 3 foot tall maple tree that was growing in my garden to another spot in the yard?
Well, it's good if it could be done before it leaves out. That would be ideal.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, because once they leave out, that's tough. But take as much dirt as you can with it. Hopefully it's not muddy. If it's muddy, it's really difficult to dig them and move them if they're really muddy.
Sure.
But if it's at least somewhat decent, you can dig it with a spade. Take as much dirt as you can. Dig around it and try and work a tarp or something under it so that when you carry it, that you're going to hold the soil to it. When you replant it, plant it at the same depth it was growing before. Water it in good after you get it replanted.
And, okay, let's, for instance, you have some suckers growing in your yard that are maybe from another tree. Could you just leave one and let it grow, and would it grow into a nice tree?
Well, the sucker, it depends what you're doing. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It depends what kind of tree it is. If it's an apple tree or a crabapple tree, those are grafted. And if they're grafted, of course, the sucker won't be the same as the mother plant would be. So,
sure.
And a lot of times with suckers, people try and take suckers too and dig them up and move them. And many times they're still attached to the mother plant. And if they do, they don't have their own good root system. So it's difficult to take a sucker up and have enough roots so that it's going to do good when you get it replanted.
Yeah. Do you recommend the, what do you call them? The trees that are basically just roots when you get them, bare root plants?
Well, bare root, the advantage of bare root, of course, is they're typically cheaper than buying a potted one because the nursery, like Cheyenne Garden, does that. They have bare root plants. If you get bare root plants, you get them, there's no soil on them, so they come wrapped up.
Yep.
You have to be able to plant them fairly soon. Mm-hmm. They get them and they put them in the cooler, so when they're in the cooler, it prevents them from starting to leaf out. So if you buy a bare root plant, you have to be able to take it home and plant it fairly soon after you get it.
Sure.
But the advantage, of course, is that they're cheaper. So if you want to buy an apple tree, you can probably get it for half price of what you'd pay normally.
Sure.
A potted one.
And that's what we all got for Arbor Day in school, remember?
Right,
was the bare root
plant. Little things.
Why don't they do that anymore?
I don't know why they
it's
don't.
It's kind of sad.
I don't know.
Man, I liked that.
I think there's still one growing out on our old farmstead that I planted from Arbor Day.
Yeah, we have one at my lake cabin that was definitely.
Those that they brought them home and they had to find a place to plant them. Then they get big and they try and figure out what to do with it.
I know. But, I love that. Okay, Phyllis is on the line for you, Dave.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. I was wondering, can I still transplant fern peonies even though they're up?
Well, you could if you had to. It's not the right time of the year to do peonies. Peonies are typically done in the fall after Labor Day. So if you absolutely have to do it, yes, you could do it. If you can put it off till this fall, then do it then. That would be better.
But all right, that's what I was wondering about, because mine are up like 3-4 inches.
Yeah.
I'd like to move it.
Yeah, but try and, if you can convince yourself to wait till this fall, that would be much better. In the fall,
after
Labor Day, you cut the plant back and you just dig it, move it. If it's really a big clump, you could divide it at that time of the year too. But I think I would just take advantage of your flowers this year and let it grow, and then this fall move them.
All righty. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. Call again anytime. Bye-bye.
Plant talk. Is it safe to cut a branch off a birch tree? It doesn't say if the branch is alive or dead, but does that make a difference?
Well, if it's dead, of course, certainly taking off would be a good idea. See, birch trees are a lot like maples. If you do pruning on them this time of the year when the sap starts to flow and they start to leaf out, they're going to get sap running out all those wounds. And if that by it, it's not a detrimental to the tree, but a lot of people don't like having sap dripping out of all these wounds. So they wait until after they're fully leafed out, then you trim it, and then it won't leak like that.
Okay.
So the other thing with when you do pruning like that, usually you don't need to put any kind of a wound dressing on. If you didn't make a nice clean cut when you take it off, usually they heal up just as good without the wound dressing on.
Okay. When is the best time to plant a tree, Dave?
Well, I would say waiting until the ground is warm enough so that you can dig it up without it being muddy.
Sure, just like the grass situation.
Right. And we are going to need to look and see what the nurseries have got. I'm not sure how much stuff they've got in yet.
Sure.
So that's another thing.
We're just getting excited. Spring came early this year, Dave.
Right.
So we're all
right. It did.
And we've been looking at a mostly bare lawn for the better part of the winter.
Yes, right.
How true. Yeah. Right. We didn't really see snow, so we've been staring at our lawn, dreaming about things that we can do. My lawn is taking a hit because we didn't have any snow, because I've got two big dogs who just trampled on the lawn all winter rather than on the snow. So it's a little brutal back there.
Well, it'll come back then.
Yeah. We're just going to need a little bit of overseeding, I would assume, and we'll be back to it.
See how many dead spots there are actually there.
I have a piece of landscaping that I dug up previously so that I could put like a few tomatoes in a cucumber plant, And this last, because we had such an open winter, I ended up putting up some wood mulch in there just to cover it up so that there wasn't just a big dirt pile or mud all winter.
Right.
Can I just move some of that mulch over and plant? Okay, I can just plant my vegetables right in that mulch.
Well, it depends on how deep the mulch is.
It's not deep. It's just, you know.
You could work the mulch in too, depending on what kind of mulch it is. If it's bark chips or something, that'd be a little bit big to work in.
Yeah, they're a little too big to work in. But
you could just rake off what's like that, and then go ahead and plant.
Okay.
Your soil is going to warm up quicker if you get that off.
Oh, good point.
Because that will tend to hold the coolness in the soil. So
sure.
Rake that off.
So I shouldn't have any there once I plant.
No, I think it's better just to have it gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just created a little bit more work for myself. But I didn't have a winter of mud in that section, so I can be thankful for that.
It's not that difficult to clean up. You just rake up what rakes up easy, and the stuff that's finer, just leave.
Okay. Dave, a question from our text club. Why does my lawn have bumps? Is it tree roots or something else?
Well, if it's bumps scattered throughout the whole lawn, I would guess it's nightcrawler activity. Nightcrawlers are worked through the lawn, and what they sort of aerate the soil, so they are beneficial. It's just that they burrow around, they push little clumps of dirt up. Then when that dries, it just gets hard as a rock. And it makes it very difficult to walk on the lawn. And it's even mowing the lawn, it's a bugger because it's so rough. But it's usually night crawlers. Tree roots would just, in one area, they would do it. You'd be able to see where it would follow where the root was if a tree root.
And I know you mentioned that power raking can be helpful if you've got a night crawler problem, right?
It does help knock the bumps down. It doesn't get rid of the night crawlers, but it's very hard to chemically control the night crawlers because there really isn't nothing you can put on that's going to kill them. If we get an awful lot of rain, of course, they come up, then they could be sprayed and you could actually kill night crawlers. But that's just waiting for heavy rain. It's enough to saturate the soil and they have to come up.
Sure.
But they do aerate the soil. It's just they make the lawn bumpy.
Let's get to the phone lines. Brian is waiting for you.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave. I have a couple of questions. I have a Harrow Red apple tree. It is not leafed out, but I can kind of see growth.
Right.
Can I still cut it back and get apples this year?
Yes, you can, because when you do the pruning, usually you end up pruning off a lot of the water spouts and stuff that grew last year. The new growth on an apple tree is usually a reddish colored, and you're not going to get fruit on any of those anyhow. Apple trees have fruit on little spurs or little short stubby little shoots that come off the limbs, and so try to avoid taking those off. But if you take off just new growth from last year, that's not going to have any effect on the apples.
Okay, it's just kind of gotten out of shape, and I'm trying to get it
right.
In the perfect shape, and it's too tall. I have to use a tall apple picker, and I'm wasting a lot of fruit.
Right. Yeah, and when you cut the top off, just try and go just above a branch that goes out fairly horizontally.
Okay. I also have granular crabgrass control, and if I put it down now, will it be too early and not be as effective when the soil warms up?
Well,
my crabgrass.
Yeah,
I've had a lawn service in the past, and they've been getting here too late.
Right,
the crabgrass has already emerged.
Right. I think if you can wait a little while, that might be good. You know, because it tends to break down over time. So the closer you can get to the time when crabgrass germinates, the better. The 42 degree that the temperature is now, I'm sure it's not warm enough for crabgrass to germinate. So, my guess or my shot at it this year probably would be the 1st of May. Normally it's about the 10th of May, but it's warmer this year. So I would.
When I stuck the temperature gauge in my backyard in West Fargo, I'm getting like 47 in as some shade, some sun.
Right.
And then in all sunlight, it's closer to 50 degrees in West Fargo.
Right. Well, I suppose they're talking about 2 inches down, it's 42. So okay. I would guess that right near the surface, it's probably warmer. I'm not sure what crabgrass needs to have for a temperature, but I know it's a fairly warm season grass.
All right. Thanks so much for your help, Dave.
No problem. Anytime. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I've seen people put fabric, this is a text, down with holes over the entire garden. They leave it there every year. Is it fine to plant in the same spot every year?
Well, the downside of doing that is that, of course, if you don't clean up real good in the fall, you're more likely to get diseases and things in the soil. So if you're going to do that, go ahead and make sure you clean everything up good in the fall. You're more like, if it is some kind of a soil organism, you're more likely to get it in that particular spot. So yeah, I understand why people do that, because then they can keep the weeds down. Because they've only got the one spot. But I would think that your soil would become more depleted, too, because you'd be taking the same soil every year.
That makes sense.
If you're going to do that, you'd probably want to do a little extra fertilizing to make up for that.
Okay.
Another text in that is actually pretty similar to a question I was going to ask you, Dave. I have a lilac bush that I'm going to have a stump grinder take out and then putting concrete over the top of it. Do I have to worry about it coming back? And I was going to ask you, how much of those roots, I've got a couple landscaping bushes that I need to get rid of. How much of that root do I have to get rid of to avoid it coming back?
Well, it's going to depend on, lilacs are pretty persistent, so they're a little tougher. But what I would do is when you do cut it off, if you're not going to take the root off, when you cut it off, get some Roundup or some dandelion spray liquid and just take a brush or something and coat that cut stump good with it so it absorbs down into the wood and gets down between the bark and the wood, and that should kill it. But if it doesn't kill it the first time, of course, just try it again. Keep after it till you do kill it.
Okay. Dave Decock, thanks for another great edition of Plant Talk. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. We'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good. You can listen to Plant Talk live every Thursday during the growing season from 1 to 2 o'clock during It Takes Two with Amy and JJ. And Plant Talk is brought to you by Cheyenne Gardens in Harwood and Thompson Greenery in Barnesville.